Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to episode
71
of the Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. I am Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin.
And I am Cigar Deet Nate.
As you can see, Cigar Deet Nate's in the corner for those watching the video. It's a little wiggly cigar thing right
there.
Hey,
wiggle it around my mouth. See if he can line it up like that.
He's offering. He's offering. You heard it here live.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm pointing at the cigar.
So now that we see the cigar a little bit, what cigar are we smoking today, Cigar Deet Nate?
All right, so this is the Las...
Go ahead. I wanted to see if I could shoot your wheels off.
You're doing great, man.
You're doing super, man.
Successfully. Congratulations. This is a La Serena Merlion, or the Merlion, if you're an incorrigible
douche. If you're a douche, yeah.
We're smoking at the Robusto, which is the 5x50. Origin is the Dominican Republic. It is a natural wrapper color, and I've lost it. Oh, my
Cigar
God.
Lost it.
Oh, there we go. Okay. The wrapper's a Corojo. It is a Sumatra binder and Brazilian, Dominican Republic, and Nicaraguan filler.
Nice.
Sounds tasty.
So it's all over the place.
We liked the one La Serena we did back in the day.
So. Yeah.
And true to La Serena, got the gigantic band that takes up the majority of the cigar.
It is mostly banded.
And I will be debanding.
I am debanding as well.
I'm actually going to smoke
a band. It's two bands.
What?
There's another smaller band.
That's cheating.
Almost like the Lloyd Bridges in the Airplane where Robert Stack when he takes off the sunglasses
and he's got sunglasses
underneath him. Yeah, awesome.
That's crazy. That's like a girl taking a bra off and having another bra on.
That would suck.
That would really suck.
Because it's hard enough to get one bra off.
Exactly. Now you got two. Damn it. Merlion, Leon, or whatever.
Because I'm not like Joey. I can't just stare at him and have him fall off.
Is Merlion going to stick?
Merlion.
No.
Yes!
No, it's Merlion.
There's a Merlion inside another Merlion.
We already had one cigar we couldn't pronounce last week. Let's at least pronounce this one right. I'm going to cut with our Monte Cristo cigar scissor donated to us by Altidus USA and the great Eddie Gavito.
Eddie Gavito
of the... Risk of the Richardson Gavitos. Now, where is he from?
Yeah, you fucked
up. I think he's Arlington or something.
I don't know where he's at. Of the Arlington Gavito.
He's in the area, in the metropolis.
I keep trying.
It's not going to work, man.
It's a nice looking cigar. It's a little bumpy.
Yeah, it's rustic. It's got that rustic look.
It's ribbed.
You ribbed for her pleasure. And it's got some veins on it, but you know, we don't really care about the veins as long as it's a
well constructed and tasty cigar.
Oh, smells good.
Like
cold draw.
Cold draw. The cold retrohale is actually
pretty
interesting.
Feels a little wet.
Let me try the ultimate cold draw without cutting it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing. Oh. I got nothing. Oh, you ripped it.
I did. I did indeed rip it.
Was that you or was that the wrapper?
That was probably me because I've been screwing with this for like 20 minutes now.
You know what it is?
I think it's the Ashton curse.
Yep.
Your curse.
Shit.
The Ashton curse.
They don't know about the
cold
Ashton
draw,
curse.
Cold draw. Well, we'll get into it. Cold draw was purely tobacco-y.
Yeah,
very tobacco-y. Not even really any spices.
Not spice or anything. Wrong. Okay, well, I'm going to fire it up.
Fire it up. It's a quote.
I'm using this weird triple flame where the flames go like this way.
It's for the bigger ring gauge stuff, maybe?
Yeah, probably. I grabbed it before I realized which lighter it was. But it gets her done.
Get her done. Oh, shit, we're going to get sued.
All right,
we do not own that phrase. That's Larry the Cable Guy. We're just paying homage. Therefore,
we're
okay.
Homage.
We're good.
It's okay if we pay homage.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to bum the lighter because mine is dead.
Your lighter is dead.
Dude. That's.
Are you using the same one?
I'm using the same one.
Okay, cool.
That lighter is a decade old and it's dead.
It's gone now? You fixed it, I thought, earlier.
I know. It's dead.
You suck.
It just finally died.
Yeah.
What? That thing was a decade old?
Yeah.
That busted ass
What did you buy it for?
Soldering. I built a Porsche with it.
Nice.
You built a Porsche. What? Shut the hell up.
I did. Had to run all new wiring, and that was pretty much it. This is a 67. There wasn't a lot of wire.
Yeah. All right, let's give it a go.
Man, I'm not getting much at all at first. It's very just tobacco-y.
Mine is not proper. Oh, I have a lighter. I got a lighter. Forgot I had one in my pocket. It's very much just
straight up tobacco.
Straight up tobacco so far. Very mild.
No, ooh, the retrohale bite.
The retrohale bites?
Yeah, a little bit.
Retrohale, yeah. Let's get a good bite on it here.
There's some bite on the retrohale. Mine does feel like it's going to come apart right at the band. See? It's just a little bit flaky, but...
Maybe it is the Ashton curse.
No.
I mean, it's not burny, but it's peppery. There's some pepper on the retrohale.
It's a little spice on the retrohale, but it's not enough to make you, like, you know... Mm. It's not like a burning
pepper. Why didn't it fall down?
Gonna, It's not a burning pepper that's going to like sting your nostrils out and make you go, ah! It's just a little bit of spice. But it adds some flavor, and, you know, that's what you want. Yeah. So at this point, spicy tobacco, really.
Yeah, in the nose.
It's smooth.
Ass.
Oh, man. So what have you deuces been up to this week?
Yeah, just deuce things, you know, deucing it up.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Not much else.
That's about it. Same here.
Listening to my boss gripe about Brazil.
Oh. Are they out of the
soccer
World Cup?
Stuff?
Did they lose?
I don't know, and I don't care enough to know.
I don't either.
I just know that Monday and Tuesday have been...
Yeah.
Brazil whining days.
I know that Pedro came in and ripped me a new one because I'm not into the World Cup.
Yep.
Couldn't believe it. You like sports, huh? And I'm like, it's soccer. That's not a sport. Joking.
It is for most of the world. It is. Not for America.
Just not for me.
Finally starting to grasp it, but they just really...
If it's a sport you only like every 4 years, then I'm just... It's kind of like the Olympics. I don't care about the Olympics. If it's not good enough to be played every year, then I'm not interested.
I think that soccer will come into its own in America, probably in the next generation, because a lot of parents are forcing their kids to play soccer.
Well, because of the injury situation in football. A lot of parents are steering their kids towards
So I think you're going to have a whole generation of people in the next century that are going to be all about soccer, and soccer's going to be a big deal.
I think so.
Right now...
They've already said it's already passed hockey and... In the United States, as far as popularity, it's the number four sport.
Yeah, but come on, hockey.
So what? Yeah, okay, no, so I agree. List it. What's the football number one?
Football number one, NBA.
American football.
Yeah, NBA number two.
Really, NBA?
Followed by basketball or baseball.
Okay. I figured baseball would be number two. NBA's number two?
NBA mostly because of LeBron. NBA is such a star-driven league that when there's a star like LeBron or Michael Jordan in the league, then NBA really takes over.
Hmm. Okay.
Baseball is such a team-driven league. I mean, you know some of the superstars, but not like basketball, like Dirk. You know, Dirk's very popular.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
I gotcha. Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
I figured baseball, the All-American, you know, everybody's
well,
sport.
And,
but, meh.
A lot of people think it's slow nowadays, but I still like the pace of the game.
I'm surprised they haven't done things to kind of change it up to make it more relevant.
Well, they've added instant replay, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I never thought baseball would ever
spiked
go to
balls.
Mm-hmm. Landmines in the field. Things like that.
That'll play tackle.
Tackle baseball.
Tackle baseball. Like if you hit the ball and if you can get to the fielder before the ball gets there and tackle him, that way you can still get a hit out of the deal, you know? That should be legal.
Just combine it with badminton.
Actually, don't fuck with baseball. I like baseball.
Combine baseball with volleyball and have a bunch of...
Okay, there's a park. There's a park.
Hold on. Replace the bases with airbags.
It's our show, and I just got interrupted.
Absolutely.
And told to hang on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Thanks. That's
okay.
That's very nice. Jeez. Anyway, just joking.
You're fired.
You're fired.
You are fired.
I was trying to be Trump, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
fuck what I was going to say on our own talk show. Now, anyway, behind my house, there's this park. And these kids, I'll go ahead and say it, they're of your heritage.
Okay.
And half of your heritage.
They're kids?
Teenagers.
Spicklets?
And it's a short volleyball net. It's a baby. It's maybe like 4 feet.
I can say it. I'm Mexican.
It's about 4 feet wide.
That's what I call my kids, spicklets.
Can I discuss this game? It's a net. It's about 4 feet wide. You know, the poles are about 4 feet apart. Mm-hmm. And it's about 3 feet off the ground, maybe 4 feet off the ground. And they use this little mini soccer ball. And it's kind of like volleyball with your feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you're kicking it over the net. You can't use your hands like in soccer and everything. And that actually kind of looks fun. But I'm too old to go over and say, hey, can I play this game with you guys?
It's like a hacky sack, but
that's
not.
What it sounds
it's like a
like.
Bigger than a hacky sack, but not as big as a soccer ball.
Okay. Yeah.
And it looks fun to watch. These kids are really good at it.
Yeah. It's so. Very... Like
very coordinated.
Yeah, to be able to keep it in the air and stuff. You have to keep it in the air, or can you kick it on the floor?
No, if it can't hit the ground. If
okay,
it's
so
around,
yeah,
it's a point, like in volleyball.
Yeah, okay. I know what that's called, but I forgot because it was in a Jackie Chan movie one time, and I didn't know what the hell it was.
Like I said, it's fun to watch.
But theirs had feathers on the ball, the Jackie Chan one.
You interrupted me, and it caused me to lose my cigar. Because I wasn't concentrating on my cigar.
Tear. So,
you have blamed a lot of things on me today.
It is going to come apart.
To continue with the Luna family injury roster, my mother injured herself now. She put her knee out, so I've been having to deal with helping her.
How did that happen?
Old. You know, she's just walking to Home Depot, and hey, guess what? My knee goes out. So.
Mine does that from time to time, too.
Yeah, but hers, she played tennis for many, many, many years, so it's, you know, attributed to an old injury.
Oh, yeah.
So that shit happens. And then she went to the doctor to go, you know, get it all fixed and everything. And they're like, yeah, you can't leave. She's like, why? Like, your blood pressure is like 280 over 130 or something.
So they have veins are exploding.
Not... Yeah. So like, how do you feel? You have a headache? She's like, well, fine.
Yeah. No, wow. Nothing. That's a high blood pressure.
Yeah. So they gave her some pills and she had to hang out there for like 4 hours. I'm sitting there going, that's horrible. But yeah. But she's on the blood pressure meds now and everything's fine. Recovering
cool.
nicely.
Cool. That's awesome.
So that was my weekend.
So yeah. That's always fun to spend time in a hospital for somebody else.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. It's a blast. And then have your car. And then have your car die because you're trying to charge your phone. Yeah, that's fun.
So how's your situation? Your foot better?
It's
because you retweaked it, I thought, didn't you?
Yeah, I retweaked it, but I'm walking without the brace. Now I've got a brace on it now, but what I did was I got my hiking boots, which are over the ankle. And I've been wearing those like crazy, just tying the shit out of them, and they're awesome, so I can walk pretty normal with those. So I think I'm going to do is I'm going to get a pair of like dressy kind of boots for the IPCPR so I can have that support when I go over there.
You and Matt are going to be the walking wounded at
IPCPR. Right? See the guy's limping. Yeah, the guy's limping.
Matt's getting a cart.
Is he really? He's going to drive around a cart?
Get a cart.
Nice. Put Mary in the front in a little basket.
It'd be funny.
She's been there, man. She's tiny.
It'd be funny. David Brophy, one of our reps, I don't know if you've ever met him. He'd had foot surgery right before last year, so he had to ride around on a cart. So I was teasing Matt about getting old and having to ride around in carts and things like that. But because when he gets back, he has to go in for surgery.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's rough, man.
Yeah, it is.
Eugh. That means you're going to be getting more overtime.
More hours for me.
I was going to say, overtime for Randy.
I like IPCPR week. I get a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I get to be by myself.
And he comes back and you get cigars.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Looking forward to seeing what's going to come out. Most of the stuff I've heard about, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, have you heard about this Alec Bradley Texas Lancero?
Yeah, it's not basically interested.
It's a 770.
770. I'm like, really, guys? Come on.
Texas Lancero.
That's what they're calling it.
It's actually kind of a clever name, but still, I'm not going to try it.
No. I will pass on that.
Fine. You'll try that big one in my face.
Yeah, cigar Nate will be smoking that.
And it's only like $8, too. It's a good price for a cigar. Yeah.
What is it though?
I have no idea. There's a flyer on the desk back there, and I thought it was
a Tempest or something like that. I don't know.
Oh God, no! I hope not.
I think it is. I don't know. It's something that's an existing line.
A 770 in Tempest would be terrible.
Ooh, this is a look at that! It's awesome. Blooming on me.
Was it blooming?
The blooming ash. And we are pairing today, by the way.
Yeah,
we
with
haven't
our
mentioned that
Belhaven
yet.
Scottish ale. It's Scottish.
It's Scottish beer.
Okay, I have to make an apology.
Mm.
And I was going to do it later in the thing, but I'll do it now.
Okay. To whom?
I apologize to Kirk, because I've watched all your videos lately, Kirk, but I've not been able to comment because I forgot my password on YouTube.
Yeah, you did.
I watch it up here at work, so anyway. I have watched it. Good job. Thumbs up. There you go. There's your shout out.
I did some comments on his stuff, so we've gone back and forth on some things.
So, good job, Kirk.
I had to catch up, because I didn't know he was back. You know, he disappears
I know, and then, like, one week he did, like, three nights in a row or four nights in a row and stuff like that. But good topics. Good job, Kirk. And if you don't listen to Poolside Cigar Reviews on YouTube, you're missing out.
He got a shirt now. He's all fancy.
Yeah, I saw that. He's so douchey.
That's not how you get the man to send us shirts.
Sorry,
you douchebag.
Free shirts and sideways. The douchebag label will leave.
A little sideways compliment there. Jeez.
Anyway, so what are you getting so far? It's getting a little peppier.
It's filling out. It was very mild when it started, but I'd say it's more medium now. To me, a little on the bitter side, but it's got a little spice to it. Mm-hmm. So far,
I'm not picking up any notes of anything yet.
More of the other.
Me neither.
La Serena so far, but we'll see as it develops. Who knows? See any movies or anything?
No, but in our TV segment.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about some stuff because I don't understand you people that watch three or four shows a night and keep up with everything.
I can't do it, man. I can't. That's why I only watch a certain amount of shows. I only watch like shows that are short. I want 12 to, 10 to 12, 16 episodes, maybe tops.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I prefer to binge watch, just wait for the whole season to be over and just watch it,
Well, when we get to our TV segment, Monday was hell for me.
No movies for you at all, though? Nothing? You didn't watch any movies?
No, I was going to watch a movie Sunday, but Nate called me, so went to see his dad. Mm-hmm. Which is always fun. Saturday I closed.
Mm.
I
went and saw How to Train Your Dragon 2 because that's my duty as a dad to go see the
movies. Said duty.
I did say duty. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was fun.
Was it cool?
Those movies are good. I mean, they're hard.
Oh, wait, I saw something. Carell.
I saw the trailer for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which still looks awful.
Does it?
Yeah. It just looks
what did we watch and we were both like, this is pretty bad? We were watching something
Steve Carell movie?
No, but oh. I did see a Carell movie. What was that?
Oh,
Dead
no.
Space.
What was
it?
I don't remember.
I don't know. Dead. I don't know.
This is like...
Last like week sometime.
Thursday or Friday last week.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was terrible.
Well, good. Well, we'll avoid that.
Yes, exactly. That, that movie. If you saw a movie last week and it was terrible...
It was probably that.
That
one.
Was probably the
you
one.
You might have been watching it at the same time as Star Deep Nate and Randy Rankin.
Yeah.
Well, we do have to talk about the contest. We are doing a contest,
yes,
apparently.
We are. Mm-hmm.
And we're giving away a 20-pack of San Latano Habanos. So you can go to the details down below in the YouTube. It's also in all the formats that we have, whether it be Spreaker or Stitcher or wherever. There's always notes on there. If you go to the notes, it'll have the link where you can go and enter the contest. You can enter multiple times.
And we have a Facebook page now.
We do.
Calypso Cigar Review.
Mm-hmm. So look up, go to Facebook and look up Calypso Cigar Review and like us on there. Give us your comments.
There's a link for the giveaway on our page, and you can click on that and enter and see how you can earn all your entries.
We'll be putting every episode we can up there as well, so you'll always have the episodes on the Calypso Cigar Review page for Facebook.
And that being said, because we're getting bombarded, which is a good thing, until the contest is over, individual shout-outs we're going to have to say no to because we can't read off 78 names.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate you doing it. But we're paying you back for it with the cigars. But until the contest is over, the only shout-outs we'll do is the top 10 cities, because today is the day we're supposed to do that.
Cool.
Because it's the last day of the month.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We actually have another contest going, too, but it's only for Reddit users. So if you're on Reddit and you use the /r/cigars, go over there and look for it. And there's a contest there. We're giving away a 15-pack of Drew Estate cigars.
Nice.
For that. So check it out. Cool. That's actually a much shorter contest. It's only about, it ends on July 4th. 2014. So get over there and enter now. You can enter multiple times on that as well. The other contest is going to go through episode 75, so you have a little more time to enter for the San Latanos.
Right.
Now, the fact that the other contest doesn't end until after IPCPR means you're probably going to get some IPCPR swag in there, depending on what I come back with. You'll get something. I don't know exactly what it's going to be yet, because we have no idea what we're going to come back with, but I'm pretty much guessing that I'm going to come back with a good amount of cigars for us to review and then also to share. So
cool. That's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome sauce.
Mm-hmm.
You're being quiet now.
I am.
Did I offend you?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Excellent.
Nate.
Deeply.
Good. That was the point.
That is the point. That's always the point to offend Cigar Deep Nate.
I know.
The bringer of booze.
The bearer of booze.
Well, booze money in this case.
Booze money, yes. I was the bearer.
Booze money.
Booze money. I miss having, not having, I miss, what
having
am I trying to say?
Money? Miss having a budget for booze? A booze budget?
That'd be nice.
I don't really have a booze budget.
A booze-jit.
A booze-jit? That sounds bad. It sounds like you're jizzing on booze or something. That doesn't sound good at all.
Mm. You've never done it?
Saved it.
No, never.
Saved it.
Oh, so you
mine's
sucked
real
it
soft.
Back to life?
Yeah, mine's real soft.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah,
they're
pretty wet.
They're pretty wet, yeah. This mermaid is pretty wet.
Got a pretty good ash going. So
yeah, I ashed mine, but yeah. So far, so good. It's just, you know, I
was expecting a little stronger than
I was expecting a lot stronger, yeah. So we'll see. So we're going to take a little break here. We'll get into the second, third, and we'll be coming back with the A.J. Fernandez Sports Fiver.
Yes, we are. We've got a good one today.
As he looks around going, shit, I forgot.
No, I didn't forget. I just haven't come up with anything yet, but I'll come up with something in the next minute or two.
Soccer highlights, obviously. God.
Yes, I'm going to talk soccer. Not. Maybe Pedro will get here real quick. Say, hey, Pedro, talk about the World Cup for
me.
He's
right there.
Yeah. We'll be right back, guys.
He's been here like 10 minutes. Uh-huh.
All right, we're back for the second segment of today's cigar, the La Serena
Merlion.
Merlion. Whatever you want to call it.
It's Merlion.
Oh, I didn't know you were doing that.
It's a mermaid and lion combo.
I've had several of those already.
Nice.
In the Robusto size.
Yes. And if you haven't noticed, the birthday boy Pedro Haley is here with us.
Hello.
Pedro.
That's right. It's been a while since you've been on, Pedro.
Good to be with you.
Good.
43 years old today.
All right. 43.
Yep.
Damn. I remember 43, just like it was a year and a half ago.
I'm going to be 43 in July.
Damn.
Myself. So.
Nice.
So it is now time for the A.J. Fernandez Sports Fiver with Randy Rankin and special guest Pedro Haley.
Pedro showed up at the right time.
Oh, I'm glad A.J. Fernandez is sponsoring this. He's
it
one
is.
Of my favorites.
All right. Good deal. So we've been kind of making fun of soccer, but I understand the importance of what's going on now with the World Cup, and you are really into it, so let's don't you give us an update on where America is, and then, you know, who's impressed you, and what are your thoughts so far?
Well, okay, I was, you know, growing up in Mexico, I played a little bit of soccer / football, but I didn't really get into it, you know, until 94 when the World Cup came to the United States, and that team in 94 was, we were all behind them, you know, because we just, it was in the USA.
Right.
But for the team that we have put together this year is, they're a contender. I mean, they
you
are
really think so?
They are a contender. They've got a, I don't know if this is the proper term, but they have a striker named Dempsey who is actually a legitimate, I mean, he plays in Europe.
Yeah.
And several of them play in Europe, but very good players. Almost beat Portugal, except for the only thing I can say is that they had a 30-second end of the game meltdown on the defense, and Portugal completely took advantage of it. Otherwise, they would have won the game.
And that would have made them, they would have already advanced if that had happened, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But they look good. They've got to play Germany now, and they need to win or tie. To continue on. Another team that, of course, dear to my heart, Mexico,
mm-hmm.
beat the bejesus out of, who was it?
I don't know. That's why you're here, Peter.
Yeah, I don't remember who. He
turned 43, and his memory just went away.
Croatia.
Okay. All right.
And you know, this is the great thing about soccer here in the U.S. is there I was in a cigar establishment watching that game closer to my home in Fort Worth, mm-hmm. unfortunately not here, but there were two Anglo gentlemen who didn't seem to really care very much about what was going on the screen, and an Asian gentleman who was watching the game along with me. And then when Mexico scored their first cup, all in the room jumped up and started screaming, which was such a great moment of solidarity to know that, you know, with all the problems that, you know, we have between the two countries with immigration and drugs and all of this, we're still neighbors.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even, you know, a couple of Anglo guys watching the game are cheering for Mexico, you know. Yeah.
Well, you get that with sports. You get that with sports.
It was a great moment. Mexico has probably got the best football team they've had since they hosted the World Cup in 1986. The great World Cup of 86 held in Mexico. But the 86 games where Diego Maradona made his name. Became the soccer
guy. Yeah, we know that name.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
Come on, you guys have got to know Maradona, don't
no.
you?
I know Pele.
Pele or Pelé or
how. Oh,
okay, well, let me ask you this.
The other guy
because I haven't been watching.
The model. With
right.
The,
how is that, how's Beckham done?
Spice chick.
Is Beckham doing well this year? Is he?
Well, I'm pretty sure England's already out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they are.
And Beckham retired probably 2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay.
I think.
I'm just joking. I had to throw that out there.
He's just playing with his wife now.
Yeah. So, but there are lots of other strong contenders. The Netherlands has got a very good team. France, from what I've seen, might be the team to beat. Ghana, I believe, I might be wrong, but Ghana has advanced. Uruguay, Argentina, the huge Brazil, of course, although Mexico tied Brazil.
Nice.
So that tells you the caliber of the Mexican team. So that there's your World Cup report as far as I can take it.
Well, I appreciate it. You were right about 5 minutes, so that was good timing there.
Yep.
Pedro, thanks for the help.
All right. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And that rounds out today's AJ Fernandez Sports Fiver.
Nice.
Randy Rankin.
And Pedro Haley. Haley.
All right. So back to the Merlion.
Merlion.
Merlion. Merlion.
Let's quit butchering names of cigars.
What do you think so far in the second?
It's picking up a little. It's getting a little stronger. I'm still not picking up any notes of anything. I can't tell you cedar. It's just straight up tobacco with a little pepper.
Yeah, it's mostly like a peppery tobacco. I'm getting
the retro hill got a little stronger.
I'm getting a slight, like ever so slight, kind of buttery thing going on on the the mouthfeel of it after. Yeah. It's like slightly buttery on the mouthfeel.
See, that's... I'm getting kind of citrusy on the mouthfeel.
Okay.
But I didn't want to say that because I didn't know yet, but it kind of...
Yeah, you can kind of lean both ways with that. It just depends. It's a small little tick from buttery to, you know, citrusy, so...
Yeah.
And kind of both things you get with the Cuban, so that's kind of interesting that...
My burn's a little off.
My burn's all right. It's not bad. And this thing, when you pull on it, it's got a great draw, by the way. When you pull on it, smoke. I mean,
it's
just
a lot
like
of smoke.
Plumes of smoke. But it doesn't stick around.
Let's blow smoke at the same time. That's a lot of smoke.
It's a lot of smoke. Yeah, it just like sticks around too.
Yeah, I know.
That's good stuff. So, on to the subject of television, because we hadn't talked about it this week yet.
Yes.
24.
24.
Episode 9?
9, yes.
Was it 9? 10, 11, 12. Nine.
Okay, Three left. That sucks.
It sucks, but it's also good because I've been really happy with this season because it's very well paced.
Yeah, it's very
There's
well paced.
There's been not a single episode where I was just like, you know, twiddling my thumbs or wanting to fast forward or wanting to, you know, because I got it got to the point where I was watching old 24 and when the bink, 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 and they're showing all the little, I would always fast forward through that just because it's like, it's filler, you know?
Yeah.
Not really showing anything until people start talking, so I fast forward
through. Right.
I don't do that with this season. It's just, you know, it's good.
And this was an intense episode.
Very intense episode.
And we do spoilers on this because we're assuming if you like 24, you've already seen it. Yep. Well, speaking of spoilers, I'm going to scold you, Scott Konyak, for a second.
Okay.
Don't tweet me during the show. I don't watch it live. But thank you for your comment. But wait till later.
Try not to tweet spoilers. Just say, holy crap, 24. That's all
that's
you need
what
to say.
That's what I'm going to say. Then when I see it, I'll go back to you. Like, were you talking
you're
about
right.
this? You know? But
right,
anyway.
Or make it a private message because you can't do that.
I'm just teasing. Message. But anyway, I was like, he threw who out of the what?
Yep.
What? Anyway, yeah, because I don't like commercials, so I always wait till the show's over before I go back and watch it. That way,
yeah,
I don't have to
worry
about
thing.
Commercials.
And just get through all the commercials.
Okay, you tweeted something. No, you texted me.
Yeah, I think they
you said it was strong.
Well,
no, hang on. I want to get to that.
Okay,
I want to talk. I'm going to talk. What's the word? Splitting hairs here.
Okay.
You felt like Jack straight up murdered those two. That's what you texted me.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay, but. Now, the first guy, I'm going to say, that's not murder. The guy was shooting at him.
Well, no, yeah, the first guy,
that
no.
was self-defense.
Yeah.
The second one, she was a terrorist who had just tried to kill the president and killed some other people.
I understand that, too. But she was handcuffed.
Yeah, but she was mouthing off to him, and there was nothing like that. Haven't you ever wanted to throw a mouthy bitch off?
And any other season of 24, he would have had to deal with that situation. They would have been pissed about it, or somebody would have. But then again, he is on the run. He is.
And he's
know,
pardoned, though.
Is he pardoned from that?
I don't know.
Just, you know, I kind of wonder if that's going to come back to haunt him. Or,
it might, because
know,
that's why know. He's in trouble anyway. It's because of the vendetta he went on 4 years ago to end his run. But so I was thinking, okay, now what's going to happen now? Because they've already resolved that terrorist thing.
Yeah, I mean, normally that would be the end of the season.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, that's.
And that would have been a great way to wrap it up. I would have been fine with that.
But now they got three more episodes.
And we've got a new twist.
We have a new twist.
We both kind of saw coming.
I knew Chloe was with. Michael Wincott. So, that was easy for me to.
Okay, now back to the other part. Mm. I don't think it was sloppy writing. Convenient writing, yes. I think they wrapped it up in a little bow that is a little too non-24 like with the President Heller thing. But at least they did try to explain it because they've set up Chloe all these years as being a computer genius. So if anyone could have pulled that off, it would have been Chloe. But the fact that. You know, Jack was acting like he didn't know, and it was just kind of
it was
convenient.
To me, it was one of those jump the shark moments where you have to suspend way too much disbelief, and he should have died. I mean, that would have been a cool way for him to go out to see a sacrifice.
That's what he said, kind of.
And then for her basically to say, you know, fuck it, we're going to do it anyway, to show, and that would have been even more reason for him to throw her out the window because the president died. For nothing, because she was going to blow up stuff anyway.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's kind of where I thought they were going with it, and I'm kind of not happy that they didn't. But at the same time, he did say I was ready to give myself up, Jack.
Yeah.
You know, so
and he was pissed at Jack for doing it.
For doing it.
Oh, there was a great line that I thought, even though I'm USA, USA, USA. Okay, let's get that out of the way. But when Jack tells his buddies, his drive him to the safe house, and that being President Heller, and Devane in his real mean Devane voice says. I'm the president of the United States, and I'm giving you a direct order. It's like, I don't live in the United States.
I'm not a United States citizen.
It's like, fuck you, man. Yeah. And Devane's kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess I've got a point.
I just, you know, I, Usually, I don't mind some of the stuff they do in the show because it's just heat of the moment, and okay, I'll let that slip. There was a couple things I had a problem with. Number one, Jack never would have been able to get that helicopter on the building if there was all those guys there in that shootout. The helicopter.
Well, the ground people were shooting with them, but you think they would have noticed the helicopter being loud.
Yeah,
exactly.
He would have been shot at least. He didn't get shot at all. They should have at least had an engine get taken out, and he barely makes it. That would have been more intense to me.
Right.
The fact that none of the guys on the SEAL team or whatever the hell that went in had any kind of smoke grenades, really?
Yeah.
that gunfight went on way too long.
I don't know that they were consistent in that, because remember when the daughter and the boyfriend and their husband at the beginning? That looked like a house they were in.
Yeah.
And then it's an apartment building.
Yeah.
When did they transfer the stuff from there to the... I don't remember that. And what's happened to the daughter? I forgot what happened to her.
She went into anaphylactic shock and...
Did she die?
They didn't really say
it. They didn't address it.
No, they never addressed it, so...
Okay. Well, maybe she's going to be pissed about her mom dying. Although, I would be happy if my mom died. If that were my mom, I would be
thrilled.
She
was trying to get away from him anyway, from that situation with her husband or whatever. But I don't know. So, I think they definitely took some very big licenses with that episode. But it's 24, so you got to kind of let it slip.
And it was still
fun. It was still a great episode.
Still fun.
Action-packed and just crazy action and... You know, great everything.
And overall. Yvonne got to actually do something this episode because she'd gone a couple episodes without doing anything. So
yeah.
It was cool to get her back.
And Benjamin Bratt cannot outrun Jack Bauer. Sorry.
Okay, that was funny because while Jack Bauer's a badass, Kiefer has a little feminine side to him, if you've noticed that. And Bratt apparently does too. And the two of them running in dress shoes look so gay.
It looks so silly. Yeah. It definitely looks so silly.
As they were running, I'm like, oh, they should have looked like we were tennis shoes or something.
At least for that scene.
Exactly. Just black tennis shoes that look like dress shoes, so that way they can run. Because they're all like running like this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love that there's no one on the streets in London.
Oh, yeah.
There's never anybody on the streets in the shit hits the fan. Unless they need a convenient bus to hit somebody.
Although that Jack did at that moment, because as Brat's leaving the building, he tells the guard, lock this place down. Mm-hmm. And Jack just walks over to him and goes, open the door.
knocks him out. That was great. Yeah.
No fucking around, nothing. Yeah. Just open the door.
Yeah.
Badass.
True Jack moment there. Yeah, he's had a lot of really great moments this season, for sure. You know, moments that just make you go, God, this needs to come back. It needs to come back full season. Everything needs to come back.
But. Well, it won its time slot again.
Okay.
So that's good. So
I'd be real interested to see where it goes after this. I mean, I would love for 24 to get on even Netflix or something where they can really kind of take it to the next level, violence and language-wise, and really do stuff that they want to do. And I think if they don't go with another season after
Netflix
this,
might
then
pick it up.
Netflix
cool.
or somebody else is going to pick it up where it'll... I don't see Showtime. Maybe Stars. I don't know. Stars might do it. Who knows?
Yeah, or even AMC or somebody could pick it up. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's doing well in the ratings. So, if you're winning your time slot, you got to replace it with something that's going to win its time slot again. So, why not replace it with the show that's already winning its time slot?
Exactly.
So, I mentioned my dilemma.
Okay,
because I have no TV shows that I watch. I mean, I watch 24. Well, now shows are coming back. So, Wipeout was on. That was a two-hour episode, and I didn't get to watch it Sunday.
Yeah. I have it. I haven't watched it yet.
There's some great new obstacles. There are some funny new obstacles. It was hilarious.
If you've never watched Wipeout, do yourself a favor. Watch the first season, and then go switch and watch the current season. Because when we watched the first season, I was like, oh, I could do this. Let's get on that show. And you watch the current season, you're like, holy shit.
No, they fuck with you.
Advanced the games, and it's just ridiculous the stuff they're doing.
They've gotten smart this year because... You know, I watch at least one episode a night just to go to sleep. They know where the bread's being buttered now. Jill has so much more FaceTime in this episode. They were having her interview in segments that you would never even see her in past episodes. So they're really promoting her.
She's in the Hot 100, man.
Yeah. And the next night was Teen Wolf. And I got so pissed because I set her up all day. She was even hosting the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be sure you watch that, blah, blah, blah. It's all going to be about Kate. Well, the show was all about her. She just wasn't in it. I was just talking about her.
20 minutes.
And then, no, I thought it was her. That was a flashback. When I said, oh, there she is. That was a flashback. She showed up like the last minute of it.
Oh, no.
And it's like, well, crap.
Yeah, but she's going to be a staple, right?
Yeah, well, she's the main villain. And on Wolf Watch right afterwards, the creator was on there, and he was talking about the setup for the season. And then Jill goes, it's all because of Kate, right? That's her character's name. He says, yes. Damn Kate. So anyway, so in other words, she is going to be the main villain. She's going to be the one that's causing all the crap this week. But
that's awesome.
So anyway,
awesome.
That four shows and whatnot, because then 24, it was like, oh my God. And I felt like I was leaving stuff out. I was like, I'm missing something here. What the fuck, you know? I can't. So I'm going to have to watch Wipeout on Sunday.
Yeah.
Not carry it over to Monday. Then that way I can get through it. And there's only three more episodes of 24. But
yeah.
But I know people that watch 4 and 5 shows a night, period. How do you do that?
People just get home and just sit and watch, man. That's all I do.
I can't do that.
I can't do either. I've got too much to do. So. Yeah. Start contests and stuff, and, you know, promote the show,
mm-hmm.
and get ready for IPCPR, which is going to be awesome. So
yeah, because we both have other jobs too.
Yes, we do.
I mean,
full-time jobs. Plus another job, plus the other job that's on top of the other job. So yeah,
we're busy folks.
Busy folks. Yeah,
we don't get paid.
We just
busy
need to make more money. We need to be busy where there's money involved.
That would be nice.
That
would be nice.
Working on that. Working on that.
We'll get there.
So, yeah,
we will get there. So
what do you predict is going to happen in the next 3 episodes of 24?
It's going to get...
Because I can... To me...
I think Wincott's got something up his sleeve.
Wincott obviously doesn't know that mm-hmm. he's a bad guy yet. Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't be with him.
Because he and Brett have obviously got something going on. Yeah. So
they're going to try and sell the technology maybe to the Russians or somebody else.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe that's kind of where I think it's going, is we're going to try and get it to the Russians because they want Jack Bauer, and they're going to use that as a... If you want Jack, we want Jack Bauer to trade him for this.
Yeah, know? Something like that.
Something like that's going to happen.
And
then Chloe's going to be in the firing range. I mean, basically, I think Wincott's going to use her against Bauer.
Jack. Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
as a tool.
And hopefully Kate gets to find out that her husband wasn't the traitor. She took that hard.
I think when Venture and Brad gets knocked out of the equation, then she'll find out.
Yeah.
And then she'll be back to, you know, her job, and mm-hmm. she'll probably take over Benjamin Bratt's job.
Yeah, she probably will.
Yeah. And that's what always happens in these type of shows.
Hopefully she'll be back running
in the mix of things. Yeah. And then she'll want to bring Jack on.
It's better than bringing Jack off.
Yeah.
But that was nice. But anyway, gotta say, all the TV I watched, I enjoyed. They were all good and fun, and yeah, you'll love Wipeout. It was hilarious.
My next show coming back that I'm going to watch religiously is Walking Dead, and that comes back October, so I'm looking forward to that.
So you have some time off in between.
I do. I don't have some time.
To watch stuff like Avalanche Shark.
Toilet Ass.
What was it? Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead. That was terrible. I got like 15 minutes into it.
It's on Netflix, guys. Give it a watch. Don't.
Yes.
Watch it. Don't.
Yes.
You fast forward through it and just look for the zombie scenes or something.
Watch that movie.
The listeners are going to be out on that joke. Because you're.
I was not shaking my head.
Yes, I was. In no fashion.
Yes, I was.
But yeah, there's a lot of bad movies coming out right now. So
I know. Jeez. But back to the scar. What do you think? Real quick.
Man, you know, it's really mild for me, and
and mine's gone out even when I've been smoking it, and I think it might be because we thought it was a little wet to begin with.
Yeah,
and it is.
I think I prefer the other La Serena.
I know I do.
A little better.
Yeah.
I know I do too. We'll say I know I do. It's not a bad cigar by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, it's got a good flavor. You know, Pedro said he loves it, and I can see there's a market for the cigar. There's no doubt. And I'll smoke it again just to make sure.
Yeah.
But the humidity's really bad right now. I mean, it rained all day today.
Yeah.
This isn't an ideal cigar smoking day to begin with.
True thing. True thing.
We'll see.
All right, everybody. We're back for the last third of the La Serena Merlion.
Merlion.
Damn you, man. Merlion. Okay.
Yeah, whatever Pedro just said.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So it's whatever I was getting in the middle, I'm still getting now. It's a little stronger. I'm getting more of the citrusy. I don't know if it's a subliminal thing or what, but I'm getting it.
Definitely spicier on the tongue in the last third.
And my burn corrected itself. I did not have to correct my burn, mm-hmm. so that's good.
And I just started getting a little nuttiness in the last third. Right.
Okay,
at the
cool.
End of
I'm
last
not quite
third.
There because I had to do the sports fiber.
Yeah.
And stuff.
And things.
Well, as we said, we're not doing shout-outs till the contest is over, but we'll do our top 10 cities. Some new ones on there, and then some old favorites on there as well. Number 10, Washington, D.C. They're always in the top 10. That's awesome. Raleigh, North Carolina has been there several times. Aurora, Illinois is always there. New York.
All right.
That's always awesome. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Very nice.
A little plant. Now, yes, my... Pronounce this for me. Plano, Texas? Plano? No, it's Plano. It's just down the street from us. Houston, Texas. Texas is representing finally.
Cool.
Phoenix, Arizona, which was number one last month.
So that's Pittsburgh. That's number two now?
They're number three.
Okay, number three.
Pittsburgh, right. Pennsylvania, number two.
All right.
They've been in the top three, like 3 months in a row, I think. And Scott Koniak did it again. Wichita, Kansas is back on top. He just couldn't let it go. They dropped to number four, and it just ate at him, and he couldn't sleep, so he made him number one again. So
you can just see him going into the B&Ms with like homemade cards or something, handing them out. Everybody, listen to the show.
Well, he's going to be hanging out with us next weekend.
Yeah,
that'll
we'll
be fun.
It out. We'll find out then.
Maybe we can record an interview with him.
We can try, if he's not a weirdo.
He might be a weirdo. You never know. He does. He does tweet during 24. Siri D.
Yes. Yes. We did. We have that to review here as well. So.
Cool.
I know. I never had it. I have it, and we're talking often.
We're talking. We're in the middle of a show, people. Thanks, Pedro.
Oh, Paul.
It's my birthday.
It's his birthday. He could cry if he wants to. So, Fox Pass.
So we did have some news too about YouTube. We finally broke the 200 mark on YouTube.
Subscribers,
so that's
nice.
Cool. Yeah,
and we're getting a lot. We've gotten some very nice compliments or reviews on iTunes. Thank you, and keep those going.
Mm-hmm.
So the last I saw, we've got 15 5-stars and 1 4 star. So it's
17 now.
Is it? So
yep.
It keeps us at 5 because of the average thing.
Yep.
And I just when I looked Cigar Review, not Calypso Cigar Review, we show up first.
Nice.
On iTunes, we show up first.
Nice.
And now if you do cigars, we don't show up
until
anywhere.
Like, yeah, it's like 10, 12, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but Cigar Review, we pull up first.
Yeah, the more
Cigar Dave was 3. We're ahead of Cigar Dave on Cigar Reviews.
Nice. So the more reviews we get on iTunes, the more 5-star reviews we get on iTunes, the easier it is for us to get to the head of the list there, for people to find us. And I'm hoping that we get enough reviews that will actually be featured. That'd be great, because then it opens up the doors for a lot more people on iTunes to find us.
And in the top 100 of the individual episodes of all podcasts, of cigar podcasts, we had like 18 of the top 40.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Very cool.
Always good. So thanks, guys, for listening. And actually, I had some really good compliments on our cigars on Reddit as well.
Nice.
Because I'm always kind of scared of Reddit, because you know, if you don't post there a lot, they see you as a, you know,
troll.
You're just trying to, you know, get us to, you know, advertise here, blur, so they see you as a troll.
Like your spam.
But I had some people go and write, you know, I even put on there like, you know, this is a contest for you guys, so, you know, hopefully it's okay. And first 5 comments, one first comment was, you should post here more. And I'm like, crap, it's starting already.
Yeah, right.
And the rest of the comments were, no, these guys are cool, they have a great show, you should listen to it, it's hilarious and stuff like that. So
that's cool.
We had some people come back and give us props, so that was cool. So thanks, guys.
That is awesome.
And that one ends on July 4th, so...
Oh, I had a funny story about Reddit real quick. Remember, Jill did the Reddit chat last week.
Yeah.
And I asked her a question. She answered almost immediately on mine, which the funny thing was I couldn't think of anything. I had like so many questions I wanted to ask, and I couldn't figure out one. So I stupidly typed in, is there going to be a wolf watch this season? And the second I hit send, I went, no, I don't want to do that. So I deleted it real quick. Well, I didn't realize there was a 10-minute wait before you can do another one. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to be so stacked up. There's no way she's going to find mine. So she found it. And responded real quickly, so that was cool. I don't know if it was... I think she was off by now, because she was typing under the Wipeout page.
Yeah.
Somebody from Wipeout or her sent me the link to that song that she was talking about in my private mail. So that was kind of cool.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, so I got to hear the version of the song she was talking about, so that was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
And then I found your question. It was already over by the time you asked her question.
Over,
The very next question was the guy who ran Vote for Jill. So he messed out on it, too, I guess. Because he lives in Russia. I don't remember. But he lives in Russia, so he missed out. So he didn't get a question answered.
Oh, man.
But I counted, like, 84 questions. She only responded to, like, 27 of them. So I was in one of the 27. So that's
nice.
Cool.
That's nice.
That was fun.
That's very cool.
But would have liked to have seen her answer to your question.
Yeah, no kidding. I know, right? We'll see.
We're still working on it.
We're working on it, yeah.
Anyway. But back to the cigar news. We have some cigar news, don't we?
Sort of news.
It's nothing official yet, but there's some
there's
buzz out there.
First off, the deeming document, they have extended it 30 days. So they did get an extension. They wanted 90-day extension. They were allowed 30. So you do have some more time to go over there and make your comments. If you have not done that yet, please do. If you smoke cigars, if you know people that bum cigars off you and they smoke them on occasion, even people that do the e-cig thing or the vapes or whatever the heck, anybody that's in any kind of tobacco, go over there and make a comment, because the FDA is trying to basically put some stipulations on there that are going to really hurt the industry and make it a lot harder for you to continue this hobby.
Right. Go back and listen to our FDA episode.
Yes. There's a lot of information in that episode. And now they've also changed some of the documents so that hopefully maybe the cigars won't be an issue. But you can read about that on Half Wheel. It's a lot of details on it. But the posting on Half Wheel is White House changes to FDA proposal benefited premium cigar efforts.
Nice.
So, that means that they are actually hearing us
and
realizing that it is different than vaping
and cigarettes and little cigars.
Yeah, and those
little cigars
that are kids are buying and turning into blunts and stuff like that.
Right.
You know? So yeah, it is different, people.
It's, yeah, it's totally a 19-year-old isn't going to buy a $12 cigar, cut it open, and smoke a joint in it.
No,
they're not going to do that.
Nope.
Nope.
They're not.
But you know, we get daily someone comes in and asks if we sell blunts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand next door to the convenience
store. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, go around there.
Yeah, it's not the same thing, guys. I mean, most of those things are wrapped in paper that, you know, is made to look like cigar.
It's a homogenized wrapper, is what it is. It's
paper and the filler's like a bunch of crap and
It's floor sweepings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you probably get some hair and stuff, and I don't know. I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
I'd rather eat a hot dog than smoke the crap they smoke that they
Nolan
sweep
Ryan
up off the floor.
Hot dogs are delicious, by the way.
They are.
They are freaking awesome.
They are good.
They're so delicious.
We had a customer and I didn't. You know, Nate's a really generous guy. We kick him in the balls, but he's a really generous guy. And we had a customer come in, and he gave me and Matt a nice set of Nolan Ryan steak knives.
Oh, nice.
Well, I don't really eat at home much, you know. Mm. And to be nice, pay Nate back for some favors he's done for me. I gave him to him. He was stoked. They're really cool. It has Nolan Ryan beef on there. It was really nice looking knives. So
excellent.
That was called paying it back.
I paid it forward because...
Yep. The customer extended me a nice gesture, and then I passed it on, so there we go.
And that's what a lot of, you know, that's what being a BOTL is about, too. I mean, a lot of guys, you know, I just gave Pedro a crap ton of cigars for his birthday.
I gave him some.
Stuff that, you know, he hasn't tried yet or stuff that he can't get, so it's what you do. I mean, you share this hobby with people, and when you get enough cigars, it's foolish to think you're ever going to smoke them all.
Yeah.
Share them with your friends, man. That's part of the fun.
The two most enjoyable things to share are cigars and booze.
Yep.
They're fun.
Yep. And things not fun to share.
Girls. Well, sometimes.
I was going to say toilet paper. Toilet paper you don't want to share.
Or toothbrushes.
Yeah, toothbrushes is gross. Don't ever share a toothbrush. Has that happened? When you were married, did you ever like use your wife's toothbrush?
No, because we color coordinated ours. She would have a reddish, pinkish, and mine would be in the blue category.
Yeah, so we made the mistake of buying them at Costco where you get like, you know, it's a variety pack, but it's only three different colors. And you get a whole crap ton of three colors.
Yeah.
So eventually you get to where you're using the same color. Yeah, that's no bueno. And she gets all offended when I'm like, she's like, we've been making out and kissing for 20 years, and you're like,
this is your garbage, though. This is your garbage. I love the Seinfeld episode when the girl dropped a toothbrush in the toilet. And he wouldn't kiss her after that.
Yeah, no.
Because he's the one that knocked at the toilet, and he takes it out and doesn't tell her, and she brushes her teeth. He's the ass. Yeah, he just washed it off.
I know. That's the whole point of that show. Is those people were asses.
And I love that they wound up in jail at the end of it. That was awesome.
It was a horrible ending to the show, but it was also
Worthy ending. It was the worthy ending. But anyway, so we're starting to get that nuttiness. That nuttiness you were talking about?
Yeah.
Because I'm finally getting into the fire.
It's definitely smoothed out at the end, and it's... It's gotten more mild. It went back from, it was mild, then medium, and then mild again in the last third.
So in other words, there's complexity in this
cigar.
There's
complexity to it, yeah.
Yeah, so we...
And I'm looking forward to trying it again on a not-so-humid day.
Yeah.
I mean, the humidity level here in Dallas today
is... It's going to be 98.
It's horrible. I mean, you can't... I'm sweating in here with the AC on. I'm still sweating.
I know. We're sitting underneath a vent, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do want to smoke it again. Give it another shot. But I did like the other one better.
Yeah, me too.
I know.
Have you had any other stuff that they make? They have quite a few on the line.
This was the one that they had, you know, I don't remember the line. I think it was just called La Serena, but it was the Trident, and that was a size, and the Divino was a size.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it, I think that was just, because they were part of Miami Cigars. I just think that was the brand, that was just a cigar that they had.
Correct.
But now they're their own company, and they're branching out, making more things.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Well, I wish more power to them, you know, get some more stuff out there.
Absolutely. Well, they're a true boutique, and we support boutiques.
I'll be looking for them at IPCPR, see if they have anything there.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting, making the rounds and seeing just how many different cigar companies are out there.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's going to be crazy.
I'm kind of wondering who we're going to be sitting next to, too. So
Your booth's going to be next to you.
Yeah, that'll be kind of
You'll be tucked back in the corner. Nobody will see you.
Right by the bathroom. There's someone coming. Oh, they're getting water. Someone coming. Oh, they're taking a crap. Just wafting out of the thing. I'll be blowing smoke to kind of get rid of the shit smell. I hope that doesn't happen. That'll be horrible.
That would suck. That would suck. So it's in Vegas.
And it's in Vegas,
Where's it at?
I forget what it's called.
The Venetian? Is it the Venetian?
Yeah, I think it's the Venetian.
The Venetian, yeah. So, that'll be cool. Hopefully we get to have some playtime.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Well, I mean, the thing even, I think it only goes till like 5 in the afternoon, so you got the whole evening to recover and have some good times.
And you can go play nickel slots and get booze.
There's always parties going. There's like the Alec Bradley party and a bunch of other parties going.
Used to throw one. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm sure there will be some opportunities.
But being a vendor, you don't know if you'll get to...
Be an opportunity to go do some stuff and make some sales that way, too. So Yep.
I won't say who the company is or who the rep is, but he said that they sent out a memo. They said he had to be in bed by 10, did not show up to the booth, hungover.
Wow.
It was, you know, dress clothes. Well, this guy was like, I told him, no, you don't know how many sales I've closed at 2 in the morning at the bar in Vegas at the show. He says, you're going to cut into my sales if I'm supposed to be in my room by 10 o'clock. So
it'll be interesting to see if he kind of takes the rest of the reps with him. Like, yeah. Or if they're like, right. You need to go to bed, sir.
Don't tell grown people what to do. That, I hate that. That's
exactly
so stupid.
FDA.
Yeah.
Don't tell grown people what to do.
Damn it.
Don't like it.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Damn it, FDA.
Fucking dumbasses. That's
you notice Jack said copy that twice?
Yeah.
It's passed up.
Oh, yeah.
Copy that.
I wonder if he... I wonder if someone needs to clip all that together. Just
all the copy that.
Copy that.
And all the
damn it.
Copy that,
damn it. Copy that, damn it. Copy that, damn it. Copy that. It'd be a long-ass video, probably. It
would be badass.
How many seasons is that show? It's in the...
Ninth season.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Ninth season. Could have been 13.
Could have been.
It should have not been... Chloe, I was going to tell you, Chloe was on The Ticket this week, that station I listened to. And it's Marilyn Rashkub.
Oh, that's her name?
That's how she pronounces it, not Rashkub, which we both said we'd never heard it pronounced before.
Yeah.
It's Rashkub. And, you know, she's a stand-up comedian. This is the first serious thing she's ever done.
Yeah.
And she was kind of shocked she got the part to begin with. But she said the filming on this has been going, I mean, they just wrapped up like a week or two ago.
Oh, wow.
Or
okay.
Maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, but they just now wrapped up. They started filming last summer. This is just 12 episodes.
Damn.
But she did say the next 3 episodes are intense, so that's cool. Because one of the guys on The Ticket have tweeted that night, hashtag 24 forever, so I thought that was kind of cool. So there's big fans on the show. And they were talking about, you guys left for 4 years. I mean, you know, you kind of abandoned us for going to do the movie. And she said she knew nothing about the movie. I mean, she knew that was why they stopped it.
Yeah.
But she was never asked to be in it. So she she didn't even know she was going to be in it. And she was kind of left in the dark. And then when they started talking about this one, it was almost last minute that they contacted her to be in this one. So she didn't even think she was going to be in this one. And then she played an integral part in the season. So
you know what needs
cool.
to happen within the last 3 episodes? Not say the last episode.
What?
Glenn Morshower needs to show up.
Yes, Aaron Pierce needs to show up.
That'd be great. That'd he could be vacationing in Jack Bauer, and then like he'll go help.
Jack's
him
in trouble. I need to go help Jack. That would be bad.
Leaves his kids and runs off.
I know, because last season when he wasn't on, it was kind of disappointing.
Yeah,
and then this season, you know, bring him back. That's the whole point of bringing things back.
Yep, and he's awesome. He's a cool dude.
He's badass.
I had such a good time talking to him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, I would have loved to have talked to him. Maybe we'll see him again in another convention.
Yep, you never know.
He's from Dallas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's in the area.
Yeah,
in this area.
Yeah,
what I understand. So.
Yeah, that's really cool.
We need to hunt him down and have him on the show.
And he knows my friend that moved out there. He's Facebook friends with her. And anytime she goes in on an audition, he'll type on her Facebook page, good luck, honey. If she didn't get the part or whatever, he'll be like, he'll reach out to her and, you know, keep fighting. You know, it'll work. It'll happen for you. So, really good guy.
Very inspirational guy. The stuff he does beyond what he does for the acting is pretty darn awesome.
Mm-hmm. And if I failed to mention, he's a Dallas guy.
And we like
I wonder if he's on Dallas this year, because I quit watching Dallas. He's been on Dallas. He's the Ewing lawyer, family lawyer.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I watched like half the first episode and said, no JR, kinda no
done.
Me.
I wonder if he's going to come back. Probably won't.
Well, he's dead.
No, I'm saying the show. The show will come back after
I hear it's still doing decent in the ratings.
Really?
It's on TNT, so they don't demand big ratings there. So.
Yeah, that's like AMC. They'll carry shows even if they're dying.
Right.
You know, keep going.
But anyway, it's too bad because I liked it. When JR was still around, but yeah,
shit happens, man.
It does. People die. They
People
get old
die.
And die.
They do. And a lot of our guys are dying.
I know.
There was another one that just happened. Eli Wallach just passed.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's too bad.
Yep. So I'm going to have to go back and watch Magnificent Seven and Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
And what was the other one I liked him in?
He was in that. The last thing I saw him in was The Holiday with Jack Black.
Oh, really? He was in that? Wow.
Yeah, it was like Jack Black, Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, and Jude Law. And he actually stole the movie.
What has Jude Law even done lately? I haven't seen him in anything in a long time.
Yeah, he did one new movie called Don Hemingway. It was actually the first half of the movie is really good. Mm-hmm. And then something happens and it just kind of goes after that. But the first half is worth watching. And then just kind of do something else. But he's really good in it. But yeah.
Cool.
So Eli Wallach, sad passing.
That's very sad. Legend. Yeah,
definitely a legend.
Legend.
A lot of great movies in his IMDb page if you haven't looked, so go do that.
What a nice long career he had. And long life, too. I mean, a long time.
No kidding. All right, so as always, check us out at all the normal places you can find us. iTunes, Podomatic, Stitcher, Spreaker,
iHeartRadio, Facebook, Twitter. YouTube. Go to our Facebook page and like us. Mm-hmm. Enter the contest.
Yep, and there's places on there that you can enter multiple times. You know, each day you can
enter. And each thing you do, you get more points for, more entries for. So iTunes is a big one. You get a lot of entries for iTunes.
Yep, and what we're going to do at the end of the contest is there's
is a iHeart spreadsheet. Part of the, is iHeart part of the contest?
Is iHeart part of the contest? Well, it's in. It's always in the notes. So yeah, it's always.
No, but I mean, it's oh, a part of the things.
No, I didn't have it on there.
Yeah, next one yeah. we need to next put iHeart on there.
That. Yeah, yeah. Go there at heart. Yeah, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's only.
My bad.
Only one of our biggest platforms.
I could change it. I could add it, but take something off. I don't know, whatever.
Oh,
well. Don't want to make it too complicated for people because then they won't do it. Because the thing about it is you can actually go through and do just some of them and get a couple of points. But, you know, obviously the more things you do,
the more entries you get.
Right. And it prints out a spreadsheet, and then we can put that through random.org and get a random number and pick a winner that way. So
that's cool.
The more times you enter, the more chance you have.
Better shot, yeah.
So, yeah,
cool.
That's definitely cool. So check that out for sure. So look at the show notes and any platform that we're on, and you'll see the link to it.
Or on our Facebook page.
On the Facebook page as well. And the Facebook Cigar, Calypso Cigar Review, so we've got our own Facebook page now for the show. And then also don't forget, if you're a Reddit user, go to Reddit, look up r/cigars, and there's a contest there for a 15 cigar giveaway
that ends on July 4th.
July 4th.
Okay. So. America.
America. So as always, it's been great smoking with you.
See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy.
See you, Lucius.
Bye, Nate.
Bye, Nate.